Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we finish our conversation with State Senator Julian Garrett about the last days of the Iowa legislative session.
Under the current Iowa Constitution, if you are a convicted felon, even though you've been released from prison, you don't automatically get the right to vote. You can petition the governor and get your rights restored, and a lot of people do that. Now, you know, there's been a move to change the Constitution to allow ex-felons to vote once they finish their prison term, and we had a statute that said they would have to pay restitution if they owed restitution to a victim. Actually, we had a proposed amendment to that part of the Constitution, and it was controversial. And I was working on a compromise to pass the amendment that would allow ex-felons to vote, but require, as I mentioned a minute ago, to require that before they could do that, they would have to make restitution to their victims if they owed restitution. And so that was in the works, and we never got around to a vote on my amendment, but I think the bulk of the Senate was in agreement with that. But what happened was, right while we were considering that change to the Iowa Constitution, the governor said that she was going to go ahead and issue an executive order that would allow felons to vote. You may remember Governor Tom Vilsack did that back when he was governor some years ago, and then Governor Branstad rescinded it when he became governor. So my understanding is that Governor Reynolds is going to issue some sort of an executive order that will allow felons to vote. We don't know the details yet. It may be as soon as tomorrow, I understand. But anyway, when that happened, we decided that we would just stop our discussions and our efforts to amend the Constitution, because her executive order, we believe, will pretty much cover the people that have finished their terms and so on. It looks like her executive order will take care of the issue. So even though we don't know the exact details, that's what I believe is going to happen, and we'll know here in a day or two, I think, as to what her executive order is like.
Well, last question before we let you go, Senator, is what else came of the session, and what were some of the things that were passed by the Iowa legislature that you think your constituents need to know about?
Well, boy,
I know that's kind of a big question.
It is, and there were many, many, many bills. We probably, in the short session here, we probably passed, oh, I would say 50 bills, maybe. One that a lot of your listeners are interested in, I know, because I heard from them, and that is the bill, House File 737, that increases penalties for those abusing pets, their companion animals. And that was something we did at the last minute. That had gone back and forth between the House and the Senate. We had passed a version earlier. The House just a couple days ago amended what we had done and sent it back to us. So that was one of the things we did just yesterday, Saturday. We approved the House amendment. We accepted the House amendment and passed that bill. So that's one of the things that we did that really generated a lot of discussion and a lot of interest among our constituents here.
Once again, that was Senator Julian Garrett discussing the bills passed by the Iowa legislature. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.